I'm joined by Jake McCarthy. He's stopped off. He's doing a bit of coaching for Champion this evening, and he's stopped off to give us a chat and an update on how he's been getting on. Jake, obviously very strange time. It's been very interesting for everybody. It's almost been like a very long off season, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like you say, it's a strange time. No one's really been through this before, and it's just sort of about trying to stay fit and trying to keep a bit of normality, really.
Yeah, and obviously you're a coach. You teach kids and things like that for Champion. What advice would you give some of our younger fans in these times? Because it is tricky, isn't it? I mean, especially them kids that play football every day. They haven't been able to see their friends and stuff. What advice would you give them in these sort of unusual times?
I think mainly just get out there and practice. If you've got a garden, if you've got a car park, if you've got anything, a wall, just a wall can be someone's best friend when you're practicing. You can just throw a ball against the wall, just work on your first touch and maybe a little bit of passing. But the power of social media, I think, get online, go on YouTube, look at all the videos. If there's certain skills, there's certain weaknesses that you want to work on in your game, then I think just endless hours of practice is only going to put you in good stead when you come back to training.
Absolutely. Speaking of social media and things that have been on social media, Yemi's been doing his fitness regimes on Instagram. Have you managed to join in any?
Yeah, I've managed to join in majority of them, to be fair. I've missed a couple. It'll turn me off for saying this, but yeah, I missed a couple. Obviously, I've got to look after my little one and I had other things on at the time. But yeah, no, they've been really good. He's been keeping the boys in great shape over this off-term little period.
Yeah.
And hopefully everyone will come back in better shape than what they were beforehand.
Except Tomo, perhaps. We always give him some stick. Potentially he'll come back with a beer belly. I'm sure he won't. But
yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, he's been one of the main ones pushing Yemi as well. So he's been doing, I think he's done every session. So fingers crossed he'll come up in better shape than he was beforehand anyway.
We're only joking, Tomo. Just a couple more from me, Jake. The EFL today have come out and said that they're going to finish the playoffs, at least in League Two. That, you know, increases the possibility potentially for our league to play the playoffs. I mean, as a player and as somebody that I know is very ambitious, that must appeal to you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, since this off period, we've all been trying to stay fit the best that we can and get out and do a little bit of work with the ball. But the news today of the League Two playing their playoffs, like you said, hopefully will mean that our league can come to a conclusion sooner rather than later. And we can sort of get back into some sort of training, whether it be small numbers, and then start preparing for, like you say, the playoffs, which should be a great game, albeit behind closed doors, I imagine it's going to be. But fingers crossed.
What's your thoughts on that, like playing without any fans?
I think, obviously, initially it'll feel like almost a training game with no atmosphere. And obviously watching a couple of the German league games on TV recently. But I think once you get into that game and you're obviously up against the opposition and you know it's a playoff semi, I think the natural instincts will just kick in and you'll know it's just a game and there's obviously a lot on the line. But no, I think when we go back to the playoffs, everyone that I know in our team's been keeping in good shape, so hopefully we can hit the ground running and just get straight into it.
Jake, that's brilliant. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's a lovely day here in Weymouth and enjoy your coaching session later.
Thanks, Josh. You too.